listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and you are listening to us coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles in the beautiful building that is high atop every other building. I think we can see everything here. And we are on every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for your listening pleasure. And basically, our show, if you haven't tuned in before, our show is about informative entertainment. That basically means that it is our goal to provide you with resource information and all kinds of tricks of the trade that you're going to need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. And we hope to inspire you and motivate you and encourage you to make your dream a reality in show business. So if you're working a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job and you're just hating life and you're just thinking of coming in there going postal, don't do it, because you can still have your dream in entertainment and make it a reality if you listen to our show, because our guests are going to tell you how you can do it, how you can make a transition. We encourage you to call in between 5:15 and 5:30 if you want to talk to one of our guests. The phone number, you should see it if you're listening to us, but in case you're not, or you want to tune it in, tell someone. It's a T word, and I just got it. Tell someone about us. The number is 818-602-4498, and we take your calls directly. We don't have a receptionist screening the calls. It just comes right in here, and we just put you on the air. So keep it family-oriented, okay? And if you like what you heard on our show, or if you liked one of our guests, we would love to hear about it. We have a great section on the website, latalkradio.com, called the forum. And we love the forum because we want you to, after the show, write in and say, oh my God, I loved your guest. Your show is great. I felt like I was inspired and motivated, and I'm quitting my job tomorrow and I'm pursuing a career in entertainment. I'm moving from Hackensack, New Jersey. Just tell us about it. We want to hear all about it. So we have guests again in the entertainment business, producers, directors, actors, singers, you name it, we have them on here. So if there's anyone that wishes to pursue a career in the entertainment business, listen in, because again, the guest and panelists will be telling you how you can to do that. Okay. And we have a very intriguing guest for you today. She is a hot tamale. You can't see her, but I need you to go to her website right now, because she is the hot one. Her name is, I hope I get this right. If not, she's going to kill me. Laquita Cleary. And that is her website, laquitacleary.com. And that's LAQUITACLEARE.com. And you can see more photos of her. You can see how lovely she is on the website. And then maybe look at her bio and kind of get an idea so that you can call in and ask her some questions. And we're going to spotlight a couple people today before we start talking to Laquita. And I wanted to do a special spotlight, as I do every week. I want to do a special spotlight on Karen Berger. I just talked to her on the phone this week, and she said she loved the show. She listens to it every single week. She enjoyed it. She loved it. She just can't get enough of us. So I want to say thank you, Karen Berger. We love you too. Why don't you call in today and talk to Laquita? I'm sure you can find a question if you love the show. I know you're not in the entertainment business, but we'd love to hear from you. Or you can go to the forum. And also, I want to spotlight some of our wonderful advertisers. We have the great photographer. You need a headshot before you come out here. You definitely need a headshot that's something that's going to represent you in the field, whether you're in an actor or modeling. Even if you're a musician, it doesn't hurt to have a good headshot. And one of the most wonderful photographers that I know is Carrie Cavalier, and that's Cavalier Photography. ShannonPhotography.com, and you want to check her out. If you call her and tell her that you heard about her from our show, she's going to give you a huge discount. And she's great. She does great shots. I just had my headshots done. Color. Yes, people, I finally went to color. You know, I've been resisting color since forever because I just get booked from black and white, and all the casting directors love my headshots. So I said, why am I going to get color? But I did, because you can always, one good thing about that, if you're resistant to going to color because you know it's going to show those wrinkles, but if you have them now, one thing that's great about it, if you get it color, is you can convert it into black and white at any time, or you can convert it into a sepia tone along with doing your little retouches in Adobe. So I decided, yeah, let's do color. So Carrie Cavalier, CavalierPhotography.com. And again, our wonderful casting company that we love so much. If you're coming here and you want to get started in maybe background, or they even cast for principals, and they do all different types of work. They industrials, commercials, you name it, HollywoodOS.com. You want to go on the website, get the phone number, and call David and say, I heard all about you from Priscilla on Question Reality, and you're going to get that book, that $40 value book, for free. And that book has all of the casting agencies, all of which is my favorite part of the book, in the back, when casting directors or anyone has done a scam, or if you haven't been paid, or any kind of funny business, they're going to have that all listed in the back, which is something you really, really, really need. So again, HollywoodS.com. Okay, so now, without further ado, let's get to Laquita Cleary, because, God, she's just looking so happening and ready to go over there. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Laquita Cleary. She's an actress, producer, writer from Chicago, and she got her BA in theater arts and BS in, wow, psychology. That goes really good together. That's perfect, because what, acting is sort of like psychology, right? And now, since she's gotten to LA, she has a good story for us, and I'm going to let her tell you about it, but she has been really, really busy. She's been working in films and television and theater, and she's also appeared in various commercials and on TV. Oh my God, one of my favorite shows, Strong Medicine. I love that show. I'm so sad it's over. She played a lead role as a juvenile delinquent, because she looks very young, in the film Sunup, which to date basically has played in over 20 film festivals, and she's received many awards. And now, if you want to see her currently, she can be seen in the film Sister's Keeper with Eric Roberts. Wow, Julia's brother. He's a little hottie. Now, as a producer, she is currently producing a web series, if you're not in LA or New York and you're in a small town listening to us right now, or in another country, web series, webisodes, mobisodes, they are the end thing. As technology progresses, this is something that you're going to hear about more and see more of if you do get casting papers like Backstage West or Backstage East. And she's currently producing a web series called Secret Fridays. I love that title. That is a rockin' cute title. Sounds like something I want to be involved in. And it's been reviewed, and it is gaining huge popularity among the viewers, and so you got to check it out. I imagine you can go to Google and do Secret Fridays, or you could go to secretfridays.com, I think, is one of the things you can do, and you can find all out about it. Now, this is one of the interesting things about her, and I'm just loving that she's on the show today, because as you know from listening to my shows, I say, if you're not getting cast in things, or things aren't happening for you, carve a path for yourself. Get out there and make it happen, because don't sit around and wait for someone to cast you or for someone to recognize you. Go out and do your own thing. Write your own material. Start your own production company. Do something. This is what Miss Laquita Cleary has done. She has opened and founded Saucera Productions. to create work, not only for herself, but other writers and directors and actors. And that is something I'm so proud of. I don't even know her, and I'm proud of her, because so many people are out, you know, just for themselves, and they're not thinking about other people. They're like, yeah, I'll start, you know, writing stuff. Perfect example of that, Laquita and I were talking about earlier, was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Those three guys, you know, Rob, Charlie, and I can't think of the third guy. They were actors, and they were having a hard time getting, you know, making it happen. So they said, I'm going to just create my own show. And there, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So Laquita has done that with Salsera Productions. And so if you are a very good actor or have some material, I imagine she accepts material. I'm not sure. We'll talk to her about that. But you might want to think about contacting her and talking to her about how she did it. She'll be able to give you advice, or maybe even have a casting for you in an upcoming production. You never know. So she has produced and starred and wrote in the comedy Are You Serious? And I can see her saying that. Are you serious? And that was directed by Rick Walls and sound designed by Emmy Award winner Gary Ulmer. Wow. And she also co-wrote and produced the short Something in Common, which, oh my God, this is so exciting. Well, after being received, has been developed into a feature. Oh, we got so much to talk about with you. And currently she's in development on the feature film called Dear Shaylee. And you can, again, find information about all of these things on our website, LaquitaCleary.com. Now, we got to talk to Laquita. There's so much you do. I just don't even know. You could probably fill this whole show talking about all the things you do. Welcome, Laquita, to the show.
Thank you so much.
Laquita, everybody. Woo! Snaps. Oh, God, you can tell I just watched Legally Blonde 2 doing the snaps. But you obviously are a mover and a shaker, and you're making things happen. Let's take it back. Tell me from the beginning how you're from Chicago. When did you decide you wanted to get in the entertainment business?
I was probably maybe 9 or 10, mm-hmm. and I was doing theater in Chicago and everything like that, and I thought, I didn't really know you could make it a career. I was just kind of like, you just did it for fun in school, and then I was like, wow, people get paid for this, and this is fun, and people actually do tons of projects. So it was kind of when I was, I think about in high school, when I decided that I was, wow, I can really do this, like, for a career.
No, how old were you when you did your first production theater?
I was probably maybe like eight or nine when I did my first play. And I remember my mother, I remember going to the Piven Theater Workshop with Jeremy Piven's mother, I think, runs it. And because I just had all this excess energy, and my mom took me over there, and they were like, we had to be animals. I remember that. They were like, be a dog, be a bird, be, you know, a fish.
I know.
And it was
did you like that?
You know, at the time, I didn't.
I didn't.
I was kind of over it at the
time. It's so necessary, but just drives me nuts. Be a twig, be a this. I still can't get, unless you're being cast for that, I don't know, but I know there's a purpose to
it. A purpose. You don't see it at the time, right. But there's a purpose of you just, I guess, releasing your inhibitions and just being silly,
right.
You know?
I understand.
So there's a purpose to it. So yeah, and so then after that, I kind of, you know, in high school, just decided, okay, I'll do this, you know, for a career.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of started doing plays. I think I did my first professional play when I was maybe 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was a Christmas Carol.
Oh! What were you?
I was several things. Oh. I was like this female ghost. I was flying from the wires. And then I was like dancing. I mean, I had like four roles.
That's true. Whenever somebody does a Christmas Carol, you end up being so many different things. You're going to play at least five parts.
You did.
Plus, you're going to take out the trash and sweep the floor.
Pretty much. So that was fun. It was like my first big thing that was like, ooh, I get to fly from the rafters. Then I played Maude.
Was
interesting. From A Christmas Carol, she had this really, like, not the Cockney accent, which was funny because I was actually meant to understudy that role, and then the girl, I guess, couldn't do some of the shows, and so here I was, like, flying, and then I had to play this, and then I had to, like, sing, and then I'm pretending I'm ice skating.
Didn't you love that?
Oh, it was the best. It was really, really fun, and that got me kind of like, wow. And in my bio, I said, Laquita's going to move to L.A.
See, you knew
that. I was
that.
Like 18, and yeah, she's going to move to LA, and then I did.
So what happened after the Christmas Carol? What'd you do?
Well, after the Christmas Carol, I went to college, and I was doing like commercials, industrials, theater. I worked with Pegasus Players in Chicago. And did this fabulous Young Playwrights Fest. So I was doing that while I was like in college and everything. And I worked just constantly in the city, just doing various projects and also dancing. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much dancing like 6 days a week, not knowing like, what am I going to do with that? But it was just fun. It kept me in shape.
So you took dance classes?
Yeah, I was doing like jazz and ballet and hip hop. And I was spending like all this money. Like it never, like, it wasn't like anything came of it, but it just, you know.
But it does, I think. It
all
ends up.
Now it all kinds of ends up
even in your walking. In your walking, and you just have a dancer's walk.
Oh, cool.
You do. And you've kept yourself, I mean, your figure is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That dancing did help you
in your
early days.
In my early.
Yes, and it's going to keep your muscles, I imagine.
Good.
And I think that it really does help you be more flexible.
Yeah, physically. No, I definitely think physically it was it definitely was a good thing.
Yeah, and if you have to simulate something, you never know when one of those dance moves is going to kick
in. Yeah, or they call me for the next musical, and then I'll be ready.
Right. So then you went to college. Where'd you go?
I went to Loyola University in Chicago.
Okay.
And, while I was in school, I pretty much was, like, on overload. I mean, I was, like, double majoring, six, you know, classes a semester and working in theater. And then I was like, oh, when I graduate, I'm going to move to L.A. And my family's like, oh, yeah, okay, if you say so. And then, I just planned it out. I'm like, let me travel first. I went. And I went to Europe for a little while, and then I came back, and like not even 6 months later, like after I was out of school, I just
left
my
Europe before a year.
Yeah,
you didn't like it.
I liked it, but I had my sights set on LA.
Did you check out the Royal the London Royal Theater?
I went out to London, and I also went to Spain. I spent a lot of time in Spain.
Okay.
And then I went to Portugal. This was my first trip. Spain, Portugal, and I went to Morocco.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you check out the theaters there?
I checked out some of the theaters, but mainly I was just hanging.
Mainly.
I went to just like do something different.
Right.
Do something completely different. I mean, I went on a camel ride
in
Morocco.
Which is what you should do.
Yeah. It's just different, you know, just like, oh, let me ride this camel, let me do this.
Oh yeah, I mean, I went to England. I was supposed to just be there for the weekend for a wedding. I ended up staying there for 6 months.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so you definitely should do that after college, because you know, after I graduated, I said, I want to go do the Europe thing, because all my friends were doing it. So it's definitely an experience, and it really does help, I think, with the acting, because you never know when you're going to be working with people from other cultures, and I think that you would relate to them more.
So true. And it's I think just kind of seeing other things, seeing how other people live.
Right.
It sounds so cliche too, but it changed my life. It's like a commercial for like a travel agency. But yeah, it totally changed my life and my perspective and my view on things, just starting to travel. And now I'm hooked.
It's true. And it was actually when I went, I was caught up in the little preppy scene, you know, but with the living in a small town, Connecticut place. And when I went and came back, I felt elevated. I felt that I was so much more mature than all of my other friends who didn't go to Europe. And my whole mentality changed. We have a call. We have a call for Laquita already. Welcome to Question Reality. You're on the air.
Yes, I had a question for Laquita. I just would like to know what inspired her to do the website, to do the writings on the website.
Oh, I think for the web series.
Yes.
Yes. Basically, Secret Fridays, the web series that I do, kind of came about because I saw that the web was kind of like the new wave of the future. And I just decided, one day I was just kind of sitting in my apartment and I said, I think I should do a web series. And I immediately just got my notebook out and started thinking of, ideas for web series. And then it just literally came about. I was jotting down ideas in like one night. And then I just said, okay, and let me think on this for a week. Okay, this is the topic. And that's kind of how it came about. And I started writing it and everything.
Oh, good. Is it helping your career at all?
You know what? I think it is because I'm able to not only get myself out there, but now I have like a vehicle where I can say to somebody, hey, check me out on this right now. And you can go to www.secretfridays.tv and you can immediately go on there and see my work. And not only that, but like as a producer and as a writer, it's kept my writing pretty strong because I'm constantly having to write episodes. Like we were showing an episode a week for a while. We're on a hiatus now, but so it's kind of a lot of work when you're like constantly having to think up new ideas. And so, yeah, I definitely think it has helped up to this point.
Well, good. Well, I'm excited for you. I've been watching you and watching your web series, and I just think you're going to be a great movie star. So I hope it all works out for you and that you meet the right people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're going to get an autograph from Laquita. Oh. what's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, thank you, Sharon, for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
And you keep watching Bye-bye. Question Reality.
Okay, sure. I sure will. Okay. I'm watching your website. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sharon. Wow, we're going to be flooded. Oh, my gosh, we got another call. Here we go. She's taken aback. Hi, welcome to caller. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Uh-oh, I think we lost the caller, or Albert may have punched disconnected you, so please call back and talk to Laquita. So by goodness, we are really moving and shaking today with Laquita. But so let's talk about so you said you had a goal and you said you are so special in that you know exactly what you want and you go for it. Oh, we have another call. We're going to continue. Hi, you're on the air with Laquita Cleary and Priscilla Leona.
Hi, this is Lisa Harrell. I'm actually Laquita's aunt.
Oh, my gosh! Hey! Hey, Lisa! Thank you for calling!
We have been listening for your show all day, and I got my Central Standard Time and PST time, so I was listening to a Latino radio station at 2 o'clock going, this doesn't sound like them.
I know, it's kind of hard with that's why I try to always put the PST, but a lot of people don't know what, you know, they don't even think about the PST. Well, you got Laquita now. Do you have some dirt you can dish on her?
I think I can send you an email with a whole bunch of stuff. I'm actually just calling in to tell you and everyone here how absolutely proud of we are of her. We've seen her go through so much and just leave a very close family in Chicago and move to L.A. on her own. And I actually do have a question for her, and that is really, you know, she has two nieces. Laquita, you know, I have two nieces, cousins, Maya and Aria, and they're just starting out in acting. And I know with a lot of young actors, you put stuff out there and nothing ever comes back. And I just want you to just communicate to them and everyone else, what gave you that staying power? Because I know you have a family that wanted you to be a lawyer. You have people that wanted you to stay in Chicago, and you just did it on your own. So talk to me. Tell me how it's going.
Well, I don't know. For me, I feel like when you have a goal, you just have to keep going for it until you reach it. Just because also I'm so stubborn, I just refuse to like give up something that I've been doing until I get kind of to, you know, where at the point that I want. Also, another thing that really keeps me motivated is whenever I get angry or get mad and say, wow, I didn't get that audition, or I didn't get that book that part, or I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. That actually fuels me more. And that's kind of how I even came up with the web series, because it's like I can sit and complain about what I'm not getting, or I can say, you know what, forget this, I'm going to do this. And every time that I'm like feeling down or feeling behind is actually when I think about something else that I could be doing for myself. So I think that's just really important. If it's something that you really, really want to do, to find any way around it, because everybody's going to tell you how you can't. I want you to tell me how I can. And so that's one of those things that I'm always constantly striving, like, what can I be doing? Okay, I'm watching TV. Maybe I could be writing something right now. So that kind of keeps me really motivated and everything like that.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to be sharing this with your nieces. Your web series, I was watching it the first time with them. I'm like, oh, this is really adult. Yeah, you can't watch this.
Thank you so much.
Your nephew, Daryl, has his friends watching and listening.
Oh, no.
So, we have a fan club of young boys going, she's your cousin.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, and tell everyone I said hi.
Thank you,
Lisa.
God
bless. I'll keep listening.
Okay,
thank you,
sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
What a little gemstone she is. See that that just shows that you come from a very good family. And you got to have, again, I want to interject this, you got to have support from somewhere. And if you don't happen to have a great family like Laquita has, you can find support from friends. I mean, I always say friends are an extension of one's family. And sometimes your friends are more supportive than your family members. So don't be afraid that if you come out here and you don't have any family, that shouldn't be a deterrent for you. You should come out here thinking, I'm going to meet a lot of new friends. I'm going to be inspired and motivated. And because you come out here and it mostly the people in the entertainment industry are pursuing a career, they're what you need to draw off. But don't hang around people who are not doing anything. It's very easy to get caught up with very negative people, so only hang around positive people. We have another call. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question for Laquita.
Okay.
Basically, I'm a struggling writer who moved out here, and as a producer, I was wondering what type of projects she's drawn to, and can she tell us anything about what she's currently working on? Other than the webisode.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I would definitely say that I'm drawn to is I'm drawn to really, really gritty pieces, things that are very character-driven. Things that have a good story, but something that isn't necessarily something you would see that's like a big budget, picture. Something that has stories that are real that people are afraid to tell, And I will definitely say one. It's funny that you asked that because there's one project that I'm working on, Dear Shay Lee, that is exactly that. Like I fell in love with this script. It's a drama. It's character driven. There's a lot of female roles, which is fabulous in this business. And it's just a really touching story. It's, briefly I'll tell you, it's just about a young girl who her mother's hoarded her out. She's been ripped away from her sister. And she's now in a group home for abused girls. And it's just her, putting her life back together. And just a young girl when you're 17 and you've already been faced with all this, adversity. And it's like these girls who, the public would look at as like crazy or abused as outcasts are ones who end up helping her. And that's one of the projects that I'm working on right now. And so it's a fabulous project.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah. Well, if you want to find out more, you can go to www.helpmakeamovie.com, and there's information about the project on that website.
Helpmakeamovie.com.
Yes.
I don't have that website on here. And what's your name, caller?
My name is Sienna.
Sienna, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah. It's really
pretty.
I love
that. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling. Do you have another question, or will that be it for Miss Laquita today?
That's good. Thank you for your advice. I'm going to write something gritty.
Oh.
Well, you should write whatever you are most familiar with and what feels controversial to you, and if that's something that you feel is going to get the attention of the movie makers, then that's what you should write. Thank you, Miss Sienna.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Oh, I am so happy that we're getting so many calls today because it's just all about calling in and talking to the new up-and-coming producers and directors and finding out what they're doing because they're the ones that's creating the parts for the actors. If you don't want to go out and become a producer or director and you just want to be cast, then talk to the people that are casting and they're the ones to tell you what's going on. So what do you recommend? Obviously, you are very motivated, goal-oriented, and driven. You are one of the ones who's most likely, we had a guy, Mark Cashman, he is a voiceover producer, director, and he was talking about you. We have another caller. We're never going to get through this show today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kate Brown.
Katie Brown? Is this Katie Brown from Minnesota? The gorgeous, beautiful, hot, sexy singer from Minnesota. I just saw you in a film.
You did?
Yeah. Wait, what did you, you were putting the men in their place. I loved it.
That's awesome.
You were beating them down. I love it, Katie Brown. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Are you still flipping houses and acting and doing all your things? This woman, Katie Brown, my God, she's a lot like you. She is she's an actor, a singer. She flips houses.
Wow.
And she does everything. she's a rocker right there. She's a little rocking chick. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Miss Laquita?
Yes, I do. I was actually just curious. At what point you knew that you were on the path to success? Like, what project was it when you were like, okay, this is it, I'm on my way?
You know what? What's interesting is I don't think it was a project. I think it was my own mind and my own, I think the point when I knew was after I had done like a couple of things and, you know, like I had done a couple of indie films and things like that, but it was the point that I realized that I'm on my way and that I am going to get to the end was that when I realized that, wow, I'm willing to do this and make this happen for myself was when I realized that that was the most important thing for me, because otherwise I'm waiting around on a project, I'm waiting around to get cast. But when I decided that, hey, I'm going to do this, if I have to make my own project, I always say, like, you know, I don't care if I have to Tyler Perry my way to the top. Like, he writes, he directs, he acts. And that's when I realized, wow, the fact that I'm willing to take this into my own hands is what makes me know for sure that I'm going to get to where I'm trying to go.
Well, that makes sense. Definitely. It does. It's hard. You can't really wait around on other people. But I just was curious because I know a lot of people say it was at that point when I knew. And I was just curious. Well, that's cool. I'm glad to meet somebody who has sort of made her own luck. You know, that's really refreshing.
Thank you.
Well, you make your own luck too, Katie Brown.
Trying.
You
that's
are.
Awesome. That's really good.
You really are, Katie Brown. We have to talk. I haven't talked to you in forever. I'm so shocked that you called the show today. We got to catch up on
well,
our gossip. You know
yeah,
what
I know. Yeah, definitely. Give me a call. We do need to chat.
You know, so, I was talking, when I was just listening to you, I started watching this show called Aliens in America, and the woman who plays the mother, I do not know her name. She's a great actress. Oh, my God. She's got the Minnesota accent down. Now, I don't know if it's because she is from Minnesota. I can't imagine her not being from Minnesota, but you sound exactly like her. She's got that Minnesota. I don't even know how to do a Minnesota accent, but Katie Brown is from Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
And you sound exactly like her. So I call you just to listen to your accent. So I'm going to call you next week, Katie Brown. We got to talk about the dirt. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Katie.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That's Katie Brown. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Great singer. KatieBrown.com. Isn't she one of my website clients? I think she is. She's
oh, cool.
Beautiful girl. Yeah, she's a great girl.
She sounds
girl.
Like a sweetheart.
Oh, she's a great singer. Singer, songwriter. She's an actress as well. And she's
and
doing...
A house
and a house flipper. Yeah, she flips
wow.
them all. You know, she's a lot like you in that she, you know, she wanted to make money and to supplement her career. So she said, I'm going to flip a house. So her husband travels a lot all across the country because of his business. So she just decided she was going to flip a house, and she didn't know how to do it, but she followed the contractor around, saw how he did it. By the after the first house, she could flip them herself. She didn't need to pay out all the fees that you need to pay. So she's really a great little person. Now, you were talking about Secret Fridays. What is Secret Fridays about? Now I'm gonna go watch it now. I haven't watched it.
It's a secret. It's top secret, and it goes down on Fridays, and it's a secret.
So what inspired you to create Secret Fridays?
Well, I think I'm working on the drama that I've been working on, the feature film, and it's so dramatic that I was thinking, like, wow, I want to do something that's just fun, that's silly, and that was kind of how I came up with the idea. And it's actually based on not real experience, but kind of a situation back from
Chicago. You notice
Chicago.
How she said it's not based on real experience?
I have to put that in there, because if you see the show, you'll know why
I
said that.
I picked up on that right away. Now I definitely have to watch it. Why? What is it?
Well,
give us a little clue what it's about. You got to titillate the audience.
I will tell you.
To want to watch, even though it's secret.
Basically, it's about a group of friends who just graduated from college, and they're really broke, and they get this brilliant idea to start a kind of really shady business that's either going to make them tons of money or kind of get them killed along the way. It's like, and so far, it's like everything they do is like they fall flat on their face. I mean, they get robbed. It's just.
That sounds like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, doesn't it?
Actually, that was one. It's funny because I really love that show. Uh-huh. And I love like kind of, I don't want to say like shadiness, but it just the way that it looks and the way I just love it. It's like they always get into these shady situations.
So irreverent.
And it's kind of like that. My show is kind of like a mix of If It's Sunny in Philadelphia and then maybe like an Entourage and kind of the office style shooting where you're just kind of getting a glimpse into these characters' lives.
Yeah, that's a good question. How do you, now on Secret Fridays, you are the producer. Are you the, what are your titles?
I produce, I created, I write, and I act. I'm one of the series regulars.
Okay.
And I don't direct. Thank goodness I couldn't take that. I have enough, too many hats to wear, and I'm not, I have no aspiration to direct. So we have had three directors.
Okay.
One director directed like the first eight, and then I had another one direct a couple, and then I had our most recent director actually is a casting director for like a lot of Nickelodeon shows, and he just directed an episode of Zoe 101.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so he was cool. His name is Larry. He was cool. And then I have a couple other producers. I have a associate producer, Tommy Delton, who helps out with the show. And so it's cool. It's going good. And when you see it, you will, I mean, it's, I guarantee you will laugh.
Okay. So you came up, you were just sitting around and you came up with the idea.
Yeah.
And you, did you start, now when you say you started writing, obviously people, you need to know how to write. Where did you learn that in college? How to do the setup, how to do an, write, interior shots, exterior shots, or did you just handwrite it?
Well,
do you have writing experience, script writing experience?
Well, I've written, this wasn't the first thing that I've written.
Oh, okay.
So I've written two other things.
Okay.
So,
and where did you get your experience with
writing? You know what? I really didn't. I did kind of my own education, like reading books. That's kind of how it is for everything. I read books and I just kind of, go to the library. I buy, if you see all the books, like Samuel French has like all my money because I'm always at Samuel French buying a new book. But yeah, and I
so
just
So you
started,
learned another impressive, will it never end with how impressed we are with Laquita? She taught herself how to write the screenplay from a book. Tell me, people, there's no excuse for you out there. Laquita read a book.
Yeah.
It's called reading. A lot of people don't do that today. I hear a lot of people say, well, why don't you just, you want to do this, you want to do that, write your own stuff, but I don't know how to write a screenplay, I don't know how to write, well, get a book. Everything you need to know in this world, you can go to the library. You don't want to go to college, fine, don't go to college, but go to the library.
Exactly.
Because it's the same thing. They're going to give you a book in college, and they're going to give you a book at the library.
At the library, and it's free, and you can go, even if you don't want to go to Samuel French, there's no excuse. You can go to the library, you read it, and then you make your mistakes, and that's kind of how I started. And it's funny because I do actually handwrite before I type into like Final
Draft.
I do
too.
Really?
I have to handwrite.
I find it so much easier.
I do too. My husband Albert, he's like, don't write it, type it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It's different. There's a disconnect when I type it. When I'm writing it, it's not pretty to look at because I scratch stuff out. And but it's just,
it's true.
It's so easy for me to just get things flowing on paper.
Absolutely.
And then I type it in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you learned, so she self-taught, she taught herself how to write the screenplay style. And of course, it's not going to be perfect, but you know what you're doing because you can verbally tell people what you want. And so after you wrote it, did you write all the characters or did you just start with your character or how did you build to every character? Were they from people in your past?
Weren't actually.
So you just pulled them out of your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to, basically I started with, I wasn't sure this was the the topic I was going to use, I was thinking about maybe three or four different show topics, but this one just kept standing out. And so then once I decided this one, I kind of wrote a synopsis and what, you know, what it would be about. And then I decided, I was like, how many characters? And it was between, there's five.
Right.
It was like maybe three, maybe four. I mean, I kind of went back and forth. And then I just wanted them to be comedically distinct and different.
Now, how, a lot of people say, how do you, what inspired you for the five characters? How can you write for five characters if you're not referring, say, oh, you know, your friend June from high school or your friend? How do you write and make the character so different with five people? Because you got to have five different characters. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, I guess even though it wasn't based on people that I specifically know, I do think whenever you write anything, I mean, it's, things are based on life experience. I mean, mm-hmm. Maybe you saw somebody at the grocery store who was a specific character, or, you know, kind of that type of thing came into it. And I there's three guys and two girls, and I just kind of, I knew, you know, kind of generally I wanted one guy to be kind of nerdy, but I was like, I wanted him to be more like new age nerd. Mm-hmm. So then I kind of had him, and then I wanted one guy to just be cool, but not like a cool where mm-hmm. you don't want to talk to him, like a right. cool where like guys want to be his friends and girls want to date him.
Uh-huh.
And so it was first initially like that, and then I wanted one girl to be like really like the virgin who drinks, though. Like, I wanted something uh-huh. to be like oh my god, I think, you know, people shouldn't have sex, but I drink like a fish, you know. So and then the character that I play, it, she's kind of, you know, sassy, and she can kind of hang with the guys. And then I kind of refined them from there. Once I had the general, then I was like, okay, this person will have these quirks. And that was actually really fun.
Yeah.
That was really
fun. Character development. Mm-hmm. Developing the characters, because I write as well, and developing them and trying to give them their own personality and trying to make sure that they don't say the same thing that your other character says. It's a very fine balance. You have
Definitely.
To really get into the mindset of that character. So, but five, wow, that's great. And so Secret Fridays, you can see that. Is that streaming from a server, or where is that being?
Yes, it's actually on our website, and it is
SecretFridays.tv. I was saying .com. I apologize.
Yeah,
for that.
No, it's okay. It's .tv, and we have the first eight episodes you can see. And
where did you, is that coming directly from your website?
From my website.
From your website.
Yeah.
So it's coming from a separate server, so it's not going to be choppy and blinking
no.
and all that.
Okay. No, it actually, unless your computer is really slow and you're on dial-up,
then
I don't know
okay.
what to tell you
okay.
on that one.
Okay, so it should, there should be no problems.
There should be no problems.
If you want to watch Secret Friday. So I'm going to run home and watch
yeah.
that. And what about Dear Shaylee? Now tell us about that.
Well, right now for Dear Shaylee.
Is that like a Dear John letter, but it's Dear Shaylee?
Actually, it is.
Oh.
It's Dear Shaylee because the lead character Lola's sister's name is Shaylee, and
oh,
she's kind of, you know, been torn away from her, so.
Oh, we have another caller. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Pharrell.
Pharrell?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Pharrell. You're on the air with Laquita.
Oh, okay. Well, Priscilla, I just want to say I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that.
I love your, like, I think it was a couple of weeks ago when you had Ernest Thomas from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes, and what's yeah. happening? He's a personal friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay, you all was hilarious.
He is the funniest guy. You know, for being a celebrity, he is so down to earth, and he's so wonderful and spiritual, and we just laugh nonstop. We, you know, during the show, if you were listening, you probably didn't know, but at the end while we were playing the one of my advertisements, we were all holding hands and like in a kumbaya situation. So he's a great guy. If you ever want to meet him, I'd be more than happy to introduce you. So.
Oh, wow. Well, if I can meet him, I got to meet Laquita.
Oh, you got to meet. Oh, let me tell you, I don't know if your heart can stand that, because she is a hot chick now.
I can tell, because like I am Laquita. I am a true fan of yours. I go to USC. Go Trojans. Go Trojans. but however, I got an email from a friend of mine, like I guess a couple of months ago. I don't know when your show started, but Secret Fridays is like one of the best shows, at least for me. Wow. And I don't have that much time because, like, I go to college. I work part-time at Starbucks. And the reason why I really, really like your show is because no matter what time I get finished with Starbucks or studying, I can log on to your show every Friday or every Saturday, every Monday, doesn't matter, and I can watch it. And I love it. Are you just the writer? Is it only you, or do you have anybody else? Because the writing is great.
Oh, thank you. I mainly actually am the only writer. The first 8 episodes, I had another guy who co-wrote a couple episodes, and he wrote 1 or 2 episodes. His name's Robert Petrarca. Uh-huh. But other than that, yeah, it's just random just going ons in my mind that I think, like, oh, this would be fun to have a 90-year-old lady who likes to drink beer, or, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know? Like the little pink lady? I think she was pink,
oh,
right?
You saw,
like,
that? Oh, yeah.
Like Priscilla, like, she has this girl, like, this older woman that was, like, dressed in all pink. She was, like, hilarious. Yeah, so.
Oh, man. You are a true fan of Secret Friday.
I am a fan. Like, everybody literally at my dorm is a true fan. Like, everybody on my floor has to love Secret Friday. So,
wow.
That's awesome.
I really do support your show. And I don't know for the other viewers out there if they've seen it or not. But the main reason why Webisodes, is it called Webisodes, Aquita?
Yeah, Webisodes or web series, yeah.
Oh, okay, I think why it really works now is at least because people just don't have enough time. Like, I would love to be able to sit at 8 o'clock at night like I used to when I was like 15 and watch TV. But I just don't have that much time anymore.
Yeah.
And with your show, I guess no matter morning, noon, or night, I can watch Secret Friday. So congratulations, and I just had to call in for the first time.
Really appreciate it, and keep checking us out. I have a wonderful cast that I absolutely love, and so.
Oh,
I
yeah, the
you...
cast is great. Yeah, I love Alex, and I love Dwayne.
Oh, that Dwayne, that's Tommy Delton. He's awesome. He's actually associate producing too. I said earlier on the show, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Pharrell, what you should do is email Laquita, and then in the email, in the subject, make sure you tell her that you called in on the show, and she'll put you on the email list for all upcoming stuff. Right, Laquita?
Definitely.
Okay.
I would love to.
Will.
Thank you for the support.
No problem. And I guess I'll see you soon, Priscilla. It's next Sunday, right? Next Sunday.
Next Sunday at 5. And email me, too, and tell me how you listen to the show. And then I am going to contact you. And then if you ever want to meet Ernest, I will I'll invite you to some of our functions.
Okay. And Laquita. Okay.
All right, now Laquita has to be there. I'm gonna have to make sure it's Ernest and Laquita.
Oh,
what,
okay.
What about
right.
What
thank
about
you,
to okay, honey. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, we loved Pharrell, didn't we?
He that was really
so,
sweet.
He was so cute. Okay, we got one more call, and then we're going to have to wrap it up because the show is almost over.
Hello?
But you are on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say how great, I love your show.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
Barbara Conway.
Oh, hey, Barbara Conway. Well, we thank you so much. We have Laquita on as a guest. Do you have a question for her?
I'm listening, yes. No, I don't have any questions yet.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for your great show.
Oh, thank you, Miss Barbara Conway. Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. Now, you listen to us every Sunday at 5 o'clock, okay?
I do. All right.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you for all your info.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, well, we have had a jam-packed show today. We didn't, unfortunately, get to everything. We have a couple minutes. We're going to wrap it up at 4:50. And we just want to, anything that you want to tell our guests, again, this is about informative entertainment, anything that you can tell our guests who want to pursue a career and get to where you are in the entertainment business, what can you tell them?
One thing that I actually would love to say to everyone is just no matter what or no matter how many times you fall or how many times you think like, oh my goodness, this is not happening, to just stick with it. Because I really feel like right when you're about to give up, it's like something happens. Or you think that, you know, sometimes another thing is I feel like people don't don't appreciate the small things. How are you going to get something big when you don't appreciate what's around you? You know, people are like, oh, well, you know, my agent's not sending me out. Well, you have an agent. Well, or you know, there's some people who don't have an agent. Or I got a short film I want to feature. Well, you got a short film. There's a lot of people who would love to be working on any set in town.
Right,
so
on.
Just to kind of appreciating the small things that you get to kind of make way and let the universe know that I'm ready for the big things,
right.
Which is, you know, what I'm doing now. And just keeping with it and not listening to any negative.
No.
Anybody who has anything negative to say to you,
give them the hand.
Yeah, just don't listen to it and just believe in, you know, yourself and what you can do.
Well, you heard that from Laquita, and you have to believe in yourself and make your own path. If Hollywood's not knocking at your door, you knock on your own door and you do what Laquita did. Start your own production company, write your own stuff. If you don't want to write your own stuff, find a friend who writes, who's an unknown writer, and start working on projects with other people. But again, it's very important that you hang around motivated people, the movers and shakers. Don't hang around people who are lax and they're just so, you know, always make an excuse. Oh, well, I
so
didn't
true.
Send any headshots out today. Oh, I haven't gone on any auditions. Because you know what? They're people who are... They live on bursts of energy. They'll send it out when they want to, and then they'll sit around and watch TV when they're not. So you need to hang out with people like Laquita, who is goal-oriented, motivated, and you got to know what you want. Don't think, oh, you know, I want to be a star just for fame and money, because most likely you're pursuing it for the wrong reason. Believe in it, and you got to want it. So again, thank everybody. Laquita, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Being
for having
guest.
Me. I appreciate
you
it.
You want to go to her website, laquitacleary.com, or visit secretfridays.tv. And does Dear Shaylee have a home?
Yeah, www.helpmakeamovie.com.
Helpmakeamovie.com. Laquita, thank you so
thank
much
you
for coming
so much.
On. Thank you, listeners. And we will see you next week on Question Reality. Goodbye.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-687-6903 or visit us on the web at designonadime.us for your personal consultation with a very friendly representative who will be able to give you a great website that fits your budget.